Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What's in today's Friday four-pack?
Friday four-pack, Jones and Keith, here on WEEI, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Drew Carter, I thought, was pretty interesting when he just joined us. If you missed any of it, Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Worth a re-listen. Use the rewind feature. You won't miss a second of Jones and Keefe. We've had some shots at Drew here and there, but I feel like we do that with a lot of play-by-play guys. I do think it's interesting to hear him talking about how he would have redone things differently in his initial year, where I forgot he was even splitting time with Mike Gorman. It wasn't just an abrupt transition.
I mean, replacing Mike Gorman, who everybody's listened to for, what was it, 40 years? More? Like, it was just like every Celtics game I remember on TV outside like the national games was Mike and Tommy, and then it became Mike and, you know, Max would fill in from time to time, and then obviously Scal. So, like, yeah, you just get used to stuff. I don't like change. And I think also what happened was it was like Jack Edwards, Joe Castiglione, and Mike Gorman all basically left in like the same calendar year. And you're like, whoa. Like, as a Boston fan, it was like, that's a lot of different voices.
That's an abrupt change.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's just say there are worse broadcasts in the city is what I would say.
Yes.
So anyways, that was Drew Carter earlier today joining us. We have the Friday four-pack. What do you have first up today, Bill?
What is the best NFL game this weekend?
I'm going to give you one.
Okay.
I'm going to give you one right now.
Too bad last night wasn't an option, because that was one I had a lot of anticipation for.
I think there's only at most four choices here. But
okay, so you're talking.
Me,
oh, yeah, sorry. Go.
To me, the one that jumps out is the Bills and the Bengals. So the Bills are 8-4. They're trying to keep their division hopes alive. The Patriots could really essentially like clinch things if the Bills just lose. Also, how big of a spoiler is Joe Burrow and the Bengals going to play? I know they're 4-8, so this wouldn't jump out like, oh, this is the game. But Bengals at Buffalo. Burrow has won in Buffalo before. It's two of the best quarterbacks in the league. I don't think the Bengals really have a chance. I know some people are saying, well, that division's down. Maybe they can win out, and you know, but at the very least, they can play spoiler. So give me Bills and Bengals, 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Great quarterback battle there. Bengals are fighting for their lives. Bills are still lingering in the they got to win this game to make Monday really matter. A week from Sunday really matter against the Pats. So that's definitely a game. I'd look at Colts and Jags. I kind of hope the Jags keep winning.
Good one.
To knock the Colts down. Steelers and Ravens might be on a lot of lists. I don't care.
No.
I'm kind of the same way with the Bears and Packers. Like, I don't really care. I know they're both good teams, but I feel like I watch the Packers all the time on national TV. I just saw the Bears.
Will at least legitimize the Bears, or it'll be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because their schedule's about to get tough.
I'm not telling you it's a bad game. I don't really care. The one I am still interested in, and I guess maybe I picked them too much.
This is you. Yeah, this is a you problem.
Texans-Chiefs, Sunday night. I want to see if the Texans can keep playing spoiler. I want to see if the Chiefs ever start looking like themselves again. The answer is probably not. But I think that still is the game that I'll have the most anticipation
for. This was my second pick, and I think, Sunday night, so it stands alone, so we can all watch it. But I think it's going to, even maybe we're giving the Chiefs too much credit, although we had them pretty low in our tiers this week. it kind of really legitimizes the winner, right? So if Houston wins, you're like, oh my God, now I don't know if I want to play them. Like, their defense is really good. And, and a win in Kansas City, like, that's pretty good.
Don't want to play them. And by the way,
that would do it.
That doesn't mean I wouldn't pick the Patriots against them. I'd pick the Patriots. That just feels like a nightmare of a game. So I already don't want to play them, but I agree. If they beat the Chiefs, I'd feel even more strongly.
But then
about
the Chiefs, this would be like their Undertaker gif. Like, if they beat a good Texans defense, you're like, oh, they're not dead. 7-6. I know a lot of talk is they have to win out. I don't even know if that's true. I think they can go 10-7 and get in.
They're on the wrong side of a lot of tiebreakers. Yeah. Outside of the Colts, they're on the wrong side of a lot of tiebreakers, but they do play the Chargers a second time, so they don't need to win out.
No.
They probably need to go pretty close to it, but they don't need to win out.
Yeah, they play the Chargers and Denver again. Not that Denver's going to drop down that far, but they do play both of those teams again. They also have Tennessee and Vegas, so they have two of the worst teams in the league that they also play.
Win-win.
So those will be wins. This is kind of that swing game where, yeah, they can go. They can get 10 wins if they win this one. If they don't, it's not happening.
Okay. So those are the best games of the weekend. Billy?
What's the worst NFL game this weekend?
It's not even a question.
It's not. And I looked it up just to be sure. You always wonder, all right, what game are they sending poor Chris Myers to? Where is Chris Myers?
Is that his game? It can't be.
Yeah, it is.
It is?
It is.
Oh, that game's on Fox. You're right.
Yeah, AFC, NFC. A few years ago, they've sort of traded off NFC, AFC games.
I thought maybe he'd get stuck with another bad game, not as bad, but Commanders-Vikings is a pretty crap game.
Commanders,
I thought he might
Vikings
get that.
Is rough.
But you're right. Titans and Browns on Fox over under, Keith.
This is wild.
Is shocking. 33.5. It's actually lower than what I'm seeing here for the projected temperature. The projected temperature is 34.
Oh, that's a good line.
The over under is lower.
What's lower at kickoff? The temperature or the over under? Yeah. Bills, Bengals, by the way, the over under is 20 points higher.
Yeah, that sounds right.
It should be.
Honestly, they'll outscore that game by more than 20 points.
All right, how many sacks does Myles Garrett get against Cam Ward?
What's he need for the record?
Is it two? How many does he need? Three? 3.5?
That's it?
Oh, yeah, he's close.
Oh, he's getting that.
Yeah, he's close.
He might get that in the first quarter.
I think the record's 22.5, and maybe he has 19. I could be off.
Kostig, stand by. How many sacks for Myles Garrett?
Seven.
It might be seven.
I mean, that is just such a bad game.
That game stinks. That game stinks really, really bad.
Is anything else
Titans
close?
Titans would sew up the number one pick if they lose.
Yeah.
Right? Browns would probably be a little bit closer.
You might be
close? I mean,
I think the
Dolphins Jets is pretty bad.
Yeah, Commanders Vikings I think is worse, but that's a bad game. You're right. It has a lower over under than Commanders Vikings. And honestly, Daniels might be back for that other game, so maybe that makes it a little
better. There's a couple other games that's like one good team, one really bad team, right? Like Broncos, Raiders, Rams, Cardinals. Like, I don't really want to watch those. Bucks and Saints. There's some rough matchups.
Just sticking with the Titans for a moment. Do you know how many you might be looking at the same screen as me, so you might see it? Do you know how many touchdown passes Cam Ward has this year?
How many games
seven.
He played? Is it seven?
It's seven. That's unbelievable.
He's played every game, right? That's like Cam Newton 2020.
He has not missed a game.
What about the rushing touchdowns? You guys aren't counting the rushing scores.
Seven touchdown passes? I don't feel good about him getting any against Cleveland.
Seven touchdown passes.
That's a bad
seven game. Touchdown passes to six picks.
Yeah, that's not great. I mean, he's positive, at least.
He's a pro bowler.
Yeah.
so he has seven touchdown passes. Do you know how many times he's been sacked?
Oh, 50.
No, just shy. 48.
Okay, I was going to say 52. Yeah, 48. Yeah, wow.
So he's seven times as likely to get sacked than throw a touchdown.
Honestly, that's crazy, but it also sounds right.
That sounds right. That's not the best ratio.
Watching
more
fourth quarter comebacks than Drake May, though, so Cam
that's
Ward
true.
Over Drake May.
That was true.
Cam Ward. Don't sleep on Cam Ward.
It was a
fast asleep.
What was his winning touchdown pass? A pick?
It was
that
a pick that was fumbled into the end zone.
Then they kicked forward into the end zone. That was his game.
That's the same game that DiMercato dropped the ball in the inch line, which I still think he scored on. Honestly, so they really should be winless. They should not have won that game.
As bad as the Cardinals are, it's more shocking they lost to that team than the Patriots even lost to the Raiders.
Yeah, way more
shocking.
The Titans aren't a real team. And they had Mike Vrabel 2 years ago. They had him. And they're like, we don't even want him.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What else, Billy?
How much college football will you watch tomorrow?
Oh, well, good question.
I don't know.
If I had my choice, a ton.
If you had your druthers.
Do I actually have a choice on this? I'm not sure.
So you had four conference championship games, noon, 4, and then 2 at 8. Nick and I were talking about this before the show. At 8 o'clock tomorrow night, you have number 1 Ohio State, number 2 Indiana. That's, Big Ten title game.
They're both 12-0. That's an awesome game.
It's an awesome game.
And by the way,
it is on the same time as Duke, Virginia.
Yeah, no one's watching
Who's watching that?
People who went to Duke or Virginia.
No, Indiana, Ohio State, especially because of the time, I think I will watch a lot of. Georgia, Alabama is on at 4. I'll want to watch that, but it's one of those things.
That's
where
a hard
like,
one.
It's a tough go. High noon, Texas Tech, BYU. Maybe at lunch you can watch a little bit of that.
They already played earlier this year, Texas Tech.
That game's going to stink.
Beat them pretty good, yeah. So
yeah, Tech's like 12.5 point favorites.
So the Ohio State-Indiana game, I'd pick Ohio State. What's the line on that? I don't even know.
4.
Okay, so I would for sure pick Ohio State. Okay. I would just remind people, Indiana, it's not like they came out of nowhere this year. They were a college football playoff team last year.
Yeah, they're good.
Their coach has been successful everywhere he's been.
Is he staying there, you think, or is he going
to... No, they re-signed him to a massive $100 million deal.
I was going
to
say I don't know, but Nick was pretty adamant about that. I'll take his word for it. Yeah, no, I mean, they're not just like a... I mean, Indiana's been down forever, but since he's
forever.
Got there, they've been awesome.
They were like Antoine Randall L. and nobody else. Like, who's ever played at Indiana?
Randall L. is a good one.
Wasn't it him?
Yep.
That's like it. Who did they have in the NFL?
Well, Isaiah Thomas. He was a good Indiana player.
No, we're not doing that.
Kurt Cignetti signed a 8-year, $93 million contract extension.
You don't like Steve Alford?
He was good at JMU before that. So, like, he's a legit coach, and he got there, and they were in the college football playoff last year. So I give him a chance. That's not my pick, but I don't think it'd be crazy if Indiana beat them. So I will watch a lot of that. I'd be sitting there all day tomorrow if we didn't have, you know, things to do. So how much will I actually watch? Probably you're right, Keith. Just like wire to wire the Indiana-Ohio State game.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Okay, what else, Bill?
Who's the best running back in football?
It's the guy that played last night. I'm telling you. It's Jahmyr Gibbs. He's insane.
Oh, I'm an
idiot.
I've
been saying this for a while.
I interpreted this as college football. Sorry. Who's the best running back in football?
Yeah, give me that one.
Like, Jeremiah Love.
It's Jeremiah Love.
That was going to be my answer.
And it's not close. Like, good for you.
I thought that, I guess it was right after a college football question. Who's the best running back in the NFL?
It's Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah.
I've been feeling this way for a couple of weeks, watching him again last night. He is a touchdown from anywhere on the field. He can be their best receiver. He's the most explosive running back, and even like goal line though he can get into the end zone. So
it's
he's not limited in any way. He's so good
running the football. He wasn't even like having that good of a game, and then he rushed for three touchdowns,
and he had a bunch of catches.
Oh, the receptions were some of the jukes and spin moves and stuff are ridiculous.
I think he's incredible. And they were talking on Monday Night Football. They were like, Mike Vrabel doesn't like to make comparisons. Remember, and they're like, I'm going to leave this to Mike, but he's like, he sees a little bit of Gibbs in Travion Henderson. Which I'm like, even if he's the worst version of Jahmyr Gibbs, he's going to be good.
Yeah, so the running back having the best season is Jonathan Taylor even still. But my answer for who's the best back in football, I'd still go McCaffrey. I know he's so injury prone, and I know he's a bit of a cheat code as a back because a lot of his work is in the passing game, but that was Gibbs last night. I'd still go. I feel like McCaffrey is still unstoppable.
Okay. Top 5 Friday.
Yep.
In some order, McCaffrey, Gibbs, Taylor, maybe Bijan.
Bijan's probably on that list.
And still Derrick Henry? Or do you think it's kind of past
I wouldn't put Henry
Oh,
there.
James Cook, maybe.
You say the guy's second in rushing yards.
Cook is nasty.
Is Cook that high up? I didn't even know that.
He has 1,200
right
yards.
Behind Taylor.
Where's Achane on that list?
Achane's fourth in rushing yards.
Achane's pretty good. No, I meant in the top 5. Achane's pretty awesome. I'm just trying to think my way through some other backs.
There's 5 running backs already with 1,000 yards, and then there's Robinson needs like one more carry to get there. Henry and even Rico Dowdle are close. There's going to be a bunch of 1,000-yard backs this year. Saquon Barkley?
No.
It's falling off. Yeah. He had like the best running back year almost ever last year.
Yeah. I mean, the Eagles did a lot of stuff wrong, I think. Too much tush-push. I mean, they won him a title, so I'm not saying they should have redone it.
No,
but
I
like
know.
They're paying for how much they worked him last year.
Yep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.